are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Where will you be? According to a recent study, for every 100 people starting their careers, the following situation exists at age 65. 29 of those people are dead. 13 have annual incomes under $4,000, which is below the poverty level. 55 have annual incomes between $4,000 and $26,000, and 3 have incomes over $26,000. It's a paradox that in the world's richest nation, millions of people live in poverty. See, these people didn't plan to fail. They failed to plan. What we're going to do for the next few minutes is we're going to talk about putting together a plan so that your sales presentation in front of a purchasing agent or in-home is going to be much more professional, and it's going to create sales. I want you all to understand something. The man who wants to do business with you can justify anything. So if he wants to do business with you because of your presentation, he will buy from you. There's one key issue involved here, and that's attitude. You have to remember that attitude is extremely important. According to a little saying written by Charles Swindoll, it says, "The longer I live, the more I realize the importance of attitude on life. Attitude to me is more important than the facts, more important than the past, than education, than money, and than circumstances. Attitude will make or break a company, a home, or a family." Now, the important thing is we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we will embrace for that day. We can't change the past, or we can't change the fact people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable, but the one thing we can do is play the one string we have, and that's our attitude. See, I'm convinced that life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we react to it. You are in charge of your attitude, and that's true of a sales presentation as well. The very first thing we do in a sales presentation is qualify the prospect. It's real critical that we do this and do it correctly. Now, when we qualify a prospect, we're assuming that what's happened is that someone has called you on the phone in your office and they are interested in buying some equipment. The objective to qualify is to sell an appointment and nothing more on the phone. You want to sell a quality appointment with as many things in your favor as possible. How do you do that? You do it by being in control subtly. You get permission to ask questions, and you use a statement, "Could I ask you a couple of questions?" to do that. See, if you ask permission to ask questions, then people will let you inside their head and do the things that you need to do. But if you don't ask permission, that's interrogation, and none of us want to be interrogated. You can ask them, "Could I ask you a couple of questions?" And then you start out and say, "My name is Wayne. Would you tell me your name again, please?" It's very short and sweet, and it's very professional, instead of going through that profound, agonizing thing when we don't remember somebody's name. Then we start out and ask questions. See, questions are the key to what goes on in a qualifying. What type of system do you have now, Mr. Prospect? Is it a boiler? Is it steam? Is it hot water? Is it forced air? Or does it have a fan? Because some people don't know what forced air is. Is it natural gas? Is it LP gas or is it oil? About how old is your equipment? When was the last time you had to have it serviced? That's a critical question, because when you ask them the last time they had to have it serviced, and they have had it serviced in the last 2 or 3 years, you want to surface that pain. Pain's a great motivator. You want them to talk about how much it cost them to have that service call done. Ask them how many people live in the house. Ask them, are there any pets or any allergies? Two great questions, because if you're going to sell an electronic air cleaner or humidifier, you need to know that. Another great question is, do you have any cold rooms? After you've asked those questions, then you want to ask the key question. And the key question is, so, you've already made the decision, you're having new equipment installed, is that right? When they answer yes, that means you have no more selling to do on the idea. But if they say no, it means they believe they need a new one, but they're not yet convinced. That's a key.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.